a todos los comentarios y preguntas formulados.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and thank you very much, distinguished delegates, for a very interesting dialogue. I will go through all the questions and comments that you had, but first of all, thank you very much for your support and the work that the division is doing, more with less. With regard to the distinguished delegate of Cambodia, you had two questions. One was about the funding given during the Doha Program of Action from Qatar, the $60 million, and the second was on the ECOSOC resolution. And with regard to the funding through the Doha Program of Action, UNCTAD has not received any funding from that. That funding was given to the Secretary General of the United Nations, and naturally, the whole idea was that it would be given to various institutions that can support the Doha Program, implementation of Doha Program of Action. And I think one of the key things is for your delegations in New York to make sure that that funding also comes to UNCTAD to be able to address your concerns as well. So I think this is very much something that you could support with by informing your delegations in New York that that some of that funding should be able to come to UNCTAD to support some of the program of activities that you are undertaking. With regard to the ECOSOC resolution, this is also very much a challenge for us. We have been trying to ensure that we are integrated into the process of resolutions with regard to LDCs. But certainly we will engage with them to see how we can help them with the review process. As you know, we have done 2022, I believe it was, we did a whole analysis on graduation and beyond and how it should be treated and the new way we should try and treat it. So certainly we will be engaged with them and the CDP and whoever and DESA on this process. So we will inform you of how we are engaging with them and how we have been able to provide our research and analysis and ideas towards that. With regard to the question from the distinguished delegate of the European Union, we have not undertaken a productive capacity assessment. You're essentially meaning before we started the program and after, before and after. We haven't, but we have. But what I can tell you is that this is something that has been in our mind. The question has also been whether we divert resources to be able to do this assessment. We need to do that. And also, but the fact is that since our initial engagement and after, so before and after, the non-oil exports in Angola has gone up 7.5%. And we are very well aware that number of activities we've been undertaking has supported the export of number of products to the European Union. But this is something that I will discuss with my team. Maybe we can do a quick analysis of using the PCI before and after, which is a very valid question. And that also refers to the question from the distinguished delegate of Brazil. With regard to the comments made by the distinguished delegate of the DRC, I note the support that UNCTAD has given you, and also I'd like to also note the commitment of the government in undertaking all this support and working very closely with UNCTAD. And we will certainly look at the partnership agreement, the competition policy, and also consumer protection policy that is funded by your government, see how we can further support you on that. So we're grateful for your support. With regard to the distinguished representative from the State of Palestine, I'd like to express our gratitude also to your continued support to the work of this division and support of Africa, least developed countries, SIDS and small island states and landlocked developing countries. So we're most appreciative of that. As I mentioned in my closing remarks, I think one of the key things that we need to start focusing on is how we want to get more cumulative impact as we move forward. And one of the strategic plans that we have is trying to bring and integrate all these programs and activities closer together so that they have more impact. And we have primarily focused on those countries graduating, so we undertake a vulnerability profile. We also undertake a national productive capacity gap assessment, and we also develop a holistic program. So that's not just an analysis of the gaps, I mean the vulnerabilities you have, but it's also an analysis of the gaps and what to address and the comparative advantages you have, and then to develop a program actually to be able to focus on those comparative advantages and gaps that you need to address. So this is very much linked also to the ECOSOC resolution, is that how we can contribute to that, is that we have to look at graduation in the long term, and it's not just when you graduate, it's before you graduate and well advanced past when you're graduating. So these are all areas we're looking into to see how we can bring closer together. So I'd like to thank you all very much for your comments and suggestions and support to the division, and hope you have a good morning.